And we're back on the KYMN Morning Show. Joining us now in our studios, Northfield High School's Activities and Athletic Director, Joel Olson. Good morning, Joel.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming in, and not even on a Saturday. We have some things that we want to talk to you about, kind of away from, I guess, the individual sports, but some bigger things. First of all, it's the postseason today. Beginning today we got skiing today. Tomorrow we've got hockey. Mm-hmm. KYMN this year has been video streaming some events. We've been kind of experimenting with that and getting it down. We want to thank you and everyone at the high school for bearing with us and being very helpful.
It's been a great relationship with, we have a static camera up in the rafters at the high school that we broadcast the games, and we're able to figure out getting you guys plugged in from a radio broadcast, and so it looks and feels like kind of a real live game from that standpoint. And then coming in with now having your own cameras and being able to do some of these games has just added to the experience, I think, for those folks that can't make it, and it's a free service that way, so the fans can watch it and enjoy those games.
Yeah, that is kind of one of our objectives, is to take out the paywall and let people just enjoy it. That's kind of the history of what we've done with radio. But the video thing is kind of a new thing, and we're learning a lot of stuff. And it's not just us, but the schools, other companies, the State High School League, everybody's trying to figure out how this is going to work. The High School League does sell the video rights to television to some certain sports that are televised, and they probably make the majority of their income through those television deals.
Correct.
So what's going to happen now that everybody's got a video camera? Boy, I'm sure that's a topic that's been discussed and will be discussed.
Yeah, it seems like that's always on the agenda for meetings, whether it's at a section level or a high school league level. And it's kind of the horses are out of the barn, and now trying to kind of regulate that, so to speak. And each community has a different version of what streaming looks like. Some have schools that do it with a video production club. Others have parents that do it. We do that with some of our swimming meets and things like that. And then local radio or broadcast companies do it for communities. And so there's different. There's different ways to grab revenue from that, and that's where the high school league kind of jumps in and says, whatever you do during the regular season is up to you. However, when it gets to section time, those games are high school league events. So we might host that girls hockey game tomorrow night, but it's not really our Northfield game. It's a section event. So the section takes over decision making on that. So they will be the ones to, if we want to stream a live game like that, there's a cost to it that normally wouldn't be incurred by the local businesses that do it during the regular season.
And it's, for us in a small town, it's a large cost. Mm-hmm. It seems like that the structure was probably intended for maybe some of the larger companies that do a lot of video streaming in the metro area and get some large sponsors. But for a small town, just covering one team, a little out of our reach. But radio is still free, so we will be following the Raider teams throughout the playoffs, but they will be on radio only. Yeah. So, and we'll figure that out hopefully next year.
Right.
We'll be able to work on something, because I know everybody's working on it.
And you get used to it, So it's like, what do you mean no TV?
Sure. Let's talk about some things going on within the athletic department. You, like so many places around businesses and such, employees, hard to find employees. Mm-hmm. And I know that you have had a difficult time finding some coaches at, not just varsity level, but all the way down, mm-hmm. some of the youth programs. How's that going?
Yeah, it's been a struggle since last year, even that we've had different openings come up, and even our applicants have been minimal in some of those areas. And, to get three or four applicants has been tough. And, so then we struggle with, decisions of what is that going to look like if we can't find coaches. And it used to be where teachers oftentimes were your coaches, and they could just start right after school, and it worked out for them. And more teachers are moving away from it. So we're depending on our community members to come in and coach. And, you know, I can see where that's tough for some with regular jobs that, you know, they can't get out at 3:30 or 3 o'clock to come and coach. And then those that do, you know, may not be there for long periods of time. And so coaches like, you know, Bubba Sullivan, who did it for 32 years, those coaches are no longer the norm. And, you know, if you can get someone for 5 years, I think you're lucky. And so, you know, with school and education-based athletics, you know, our purpose is to provide experiences for kids that not only teach them a sport and help them to be better in that sport, but also help them with life skills and becoming, you know, community members that are people that we can count on once they graduate and do well in life. And so we're looking for people that, you know, may have played a sport, have an interest in a sport, and if it's something that they think they want to try, we'd love you to give us a call and just see what we have available for you.
Joel Olson, once again, is our guest from Northfield High School. We're talking activities and sports. You'd mentioned, you know, what are some of these sports going to look like if you can't get answers to the coaching, solutions to the coaching problems, lack of coaching. You know, we're heading into, or we're getting done with the winter sports. We're heading into the spring. Do you foresee anything changing much? I mean, are you going to have to drop some programs or not offer some?
That is the worst case scenario, having to drop levels. We are still looking for some assistant softball coaches and assistant lacrosse coaches, and yeah, the last resort would be to if you couldn't find enough coaches for those levels, that maybe you can't offer those levels. And in the past, that's been a case when there's not enough kids to play. But in both of those programs, girls and boys lacrosse and softball, we have plenty of kids that want to play, and you want to offer those opportunities. So, again, that's the last resort, is to not offer a level because we couldn't have coaches. So,
have you discussed this with other athletic directors, ADs around the state? I would imagine it's kind of probably a topic of conversation, yeah, amongst you.
It is, and you know, it varies. Depending on the community and the community, you know, traditions and things like that, that, you know, it, you know, from a metro schools, you would think that there's plenty of people out there, but they're going through the same pains as smaller schools and smaller districts, that, people are just, I don't know if they're, so much taking care of their own selves, their own mental health, their own lives that way, that they just can't find that time to coach. But it is not unique to us. And, but I think, you know, in my experience so far here in the 4 years that I've been here, we do have a lot of support in our youth programs, people that are willing to step up. And so I'm just confident that we'll have that happen with us.
All right. As far as identifying that, is it, you know, do you think it's more COVID related? I'm sure that does have some input, but he also mentioned that, you know, some of the coaches don't, teachers don't coach, and the coaches don't stay, you know, a lot around as long. It looks like kind of a perfect storm, mm-hmm, at this point.
Yeah, it's affected us. I think COVID's affected us in not only in coaching, but officiating, game workers. We just don't have the people that have normally come and done those games for us, especially at the lower levels. And we've had to tap into some of our, I'll call them the super retired people, that used to do some of our game worker things, that have come back to help us out because we can't find people to work. So, you know, it's anywhere from ticket takers to scoreboard operators to lower level basketball officials, things like that, that, I think there's an element of the COVID involved in that, but it's people my age and younger that are not getting into coaching or not getting into officiating. They just, I don't know if it's a generational thing that we just don't want to give back.
You mentioned all, not just coaches, but it's the whole support system for games, everywhere from ticket takers to gatekeepers and people working the, you know, food stands and everything. And folks, that's a pretty good part-time job. You'll find it interesting. I'll give you guys a plug there. Even if you're just hanging out, talking to people and selling the tickets and such, it can be a very rewarding job.
Yeah, it's fun. You get to meet people. It's fun to kind of stand around at the ticket area or the concession area, and you see the ticket people that haven't seen neighbors and friends for a long time, and they start reminiscing, and that's fun to see that interaction. It does back up the ticket line a little bit, but that's okay, you know, because we get our community together, and I think that's what high school sports do. They bring our community together.
Absolutely builds community, no doubt about it. Joel Olson from Northfield High School Athletic Department is with us. Any other issues or any other things that you'd like to bring to light while we have you on here?
We're winding down the winter season here. The girls hockey starts tomorrow with their playoffs, Alpine and Nordic today. We got Rock and Roll Revival coming up this spring in March. That's always a big community event. So
huge community event.
So tickets will be going on sale to the public here pretty soon.
Have you caught the rehearsals yet? Show.
I've stopped in at the high school. They start at the high school and then they transition over to the middle school right before spring break, so right at the beginning of March. And it's kids that are talented that you had no idea that was available in our school. And I think if you go, it will be an experience and just to see the talent that this community produces with our kids.
Yeah, so, and Ray Coudray does a great job with that.
Yep.
All right. Anything else? I didn't mean to cut you
off there. No. I just appreciate you guys and your support. It's been such a great relationship. And again, moving into this new era of streaming, as we go through our growing pains, we just ask for patience and some of the things that we have to deal with from a local level to a state level. And we'll keep going. One last plug is for when you do come to events, please wear your masks. We're trying to keep these games going. And if we can't do that, we'd hate to go back to where we have no fans or we can't have teams continue on. So if you come to games, cheer us on and put a mask on.
All right.
Thank you.
Joel, thanks for coming in. Joel Olson, Activities and Athletics Director at Northfield High School. You're listening to 95.1 FM and AM 1080 KYMN Northfield. Rich is in 2 minutes with local news. Here's MNN.